With all the data these devices collect, steps taken, hours slept, and more, how can you be sure your privacy won't go flying out the window? Health privacy laws were designed to keep sensitive information private, but they don't apply to these trackers. While your heart rate probably wouldn't mean a lot to someone who managed to see it, a wearable that tracks your running routes could provide information of great interest to stalkers or attackers. The menstrual cycle tracking offered on some devices could allow for a significant breach of very private information. All too often, apps and devices collect far more data than necessary. If possible, you should let them collect and store only the data required to give you the feedback you want. For example, if you want to count your steps and heartbeat but have no real interest in your sleeping habits, then turn the sleep tracker off. If you want pace, cadence, and speed information, it's unlikely that any of that will come from your phone's microphone, so if an app asks for access, just say no. For high school students, participating in school life means producing a digital trail. Homework assignments, essays, emails, pictures, creative writing, chats with classmates. For many, it is all monitored by the Student Surveillance Service, Gaggle. Using artificial intelligence and human content moderators paid about $10 an hour, Gaggle polices schools for suspicious or harmful content. The goal is to help prevent gun violence and suicides. It plugs into two of the biggest software suites, Google's G Suite and Microsoft 365, and tracks everything. This includes notifications from Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts linked to school email addresses. Gaggle claims to have saved hundreds of lives during the 2018-19 school year. But in the process, Gaggle is subjecting young lives to relentless inspection and charging schools upward of $60,000 per year. It's not at all clear whether Gaggle is as effective as it claims, or that its relentless surveillance is without long-term consequences for the students it promises to protect. And there's really no way to stop it. Gaggle recommends that schools get permission from parents and students, but a spokesperson says if a student opts out of Gaggle, then they would not be able to use the school-provided technology.